A reading from the book of Judges. The children of Israel offended the Lord by serving the Baals, abandoning the Lord, the God of their fathers, who led them out of the land of Egypt. They followed the other gods of the various nations around them, and by their worship of these gods, provoked the Lord. Because they had thus abandoned him and served Baal and Ashtaroth, the anger of the Lord flared up against Israel, and he delivered them over to plunderers who despoiled them. He allowed them to fall into the power of their enemies, round about whom they were no longer able to withstand. Whatever they undertook, the Lord turned into disaster for them, as in his warning he had sworn he would do, till they were in great distress. Even when the Lord raised up judges to deliver them from the power of their despoilers, they did not listen to their judges, but abandoned themselves to the worship of other gods. They were quick to stray from the way their fathers had taken, and did not follow their example of obedience to the commandments of the Lord. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, he would be with the judge and save them from the power of their enemies, as long as the judge lived. It was thus the Lord took pity on their distressful cries of affliction under their oppressors. But when the judge died, they would relapse and do worse than their ancestors, following other gods in service and worship, relinquishing none of their evil practices or stubborn conduct. The word of the Lord. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They did not exterminate the peoples, as the Lord had commanded them, but mingled with the nations and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare for them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They became defiled by their works and wanton in their crimes. And the Lord grew angry with his people and abhorred his inheritance.
Remember us, O Lord, as you people.
Many times did he rescue them, but they embittered him with their counsels. Yet he had regard for their affliction when he heard their cry.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? there is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. He asked him, which ones? And Jesus replied, you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all of these I have observed. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, if you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions.
Verbum Domini.
The gospel reading today centers on an interesting exchange between the Lord Jesus and a young man who approaches him with a question. And as the narrative begins, the reader is not provided with much information about this young man. We do not find out that he has many possessions until later. In Luke's version of this narrative, the man is identified immediately as a ruler. But this identifier is missing in Matthew and Mark's accounts. And so, in Matthew's accounts, the only information we can gather from the outset is that this is a young man who is eager to ask a question of Jesus about having or gaining eternal life. He already has life, but he desires to have something beyond natural life. He is seeking after eternal or everlasting life. Now, if we have been following along with the narrative of the Gospel of Matthew, we might be scratching our heads and wondering, where did this young man get this idea about eternal life? What made this young man come to Jesus and ask him about the attainments of eternal life? What made him think that Jesus would be able to give him a satisfying answer to this question? In fact, the phrase eternal life does not even appear a single time throughout the Gospel of Matthew until the young man asks this question, all the way in chapter 19 of Matthew's Gospel. And yet Jesus provides an answer to the man's question in two parts. And the first part draws from the law and the commandments, while the second part invites an invitation for the man to divest himself of his riches and to follow Jesus. And Jesus begins the answer to the young man's question by giving the traditional Jewish teaching and wisdom. Notice that Jesus says, if you wish to enter into life, and not if you wish to enter into eternal life. The people of God had already long known what was necessary to have a long life on the land that the Lord had given them to occupy. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses exhorts the people before his own death, saying, see, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you to this day, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to take possession of it. Simply put, the way to have life is to obey the commandments of God, which is the initial answer that Jesus gives to the young man. He says, keep the commandments. And when the young man asks which ones, Jesus responds with four negative commandments from the Old Testament and two positive commandments. The negative ones are do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, and do not bear false witness. And the positive ones include honoring your father and your mother and loving your neighbor as yourself. The old law has hundreds more commandments than just these. And yet Jesus only specifies these six to enter into life. And it's not entirely clear from the text why Jesus only mentions these commandments. But it could be that Jesus is providing an abbreviated version of the law as a summary. Naturally, the young man is underwhelmed by Jesus' response. What Jesus has told the young man is nothing different than what he would have heard from the Pharisees or the rabbis at synagogue services throughout his life. It would seem obvious to an observant Jew that following the commandments is necessary to enter into life. And yet the young man is clearly looking for something even greater than having life on the land, even if that life is prolonged by following the commandments. After all, even if our earthly life is prolonged by doing the right thing, it will eventually come to an end. And the young man likely senses that there must be a way to attain or to sustain life beyond the natural end that comes for every person. He senses that if anyone has the answer to this question, then it must be Jesus. And our Lord has spoken eloquently throughout his public ministry about the kingdom of heaven and has delivered some radical teachings on how this kingdom is brought about. The young man senses that there is something else that he is missing so that he might enter into eternal life. And hearing the young man's response, Jesus launches into the second part of his answer. And as it turns out, there is something that the young man is missing that is preventing him from the pursuit of perfection. And while it may be true that the man has observed all these commandments from his youth, he still cannot have eternal life without the one thing necessary. So even following the commandments is not enough for eternal life. And furthermore, that one thing is impossible to attain if the man is unwilling to give up any other attachments that prevent him from embracing it fully. And hence Jesus says, if you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. And it's at this point that Matthew reveals to us the elevated economic status of the young man, that he is very wealthy and that he has many possessions. And while the rich young man may indeed be searching for eternal life, there is still something that is preventing him from attaining it. Following the commandments of God is indeed necessary to have a long earthly life, but it is ultimately insufficient for eternal life. Only by following Jesus can we enter into eternal life. And Jesus sees that the rich young man is still very much attached to his material possessions, which prevent him from following the Lord with his whole heart. The young man seems to have placed all of his stock, no pun intended, into his material possessions, as if his life can only be measured in his material wealth. And unfortunately, this invitation from Jesus proves to be a step too far, and the young man goes away sad. The gospel reading today challenges us to examine our own hearts and our lives, and to determine what attachments might be preventing us from following the Lord wholeheartedly. Most of us are not likely to be wealthy, like the rich young man, but we might have other attachments that need to be addressed if we wish to follow the Lord into everlasting life. Perhaps we are attached to our own ego, our desire to be right all the time, our outward appearance, our desire to sound intelligent and articulate, to appear holy and pious around others, to control others, to assert our own opinions, to adhere to our political ideology or our party, or even cling to our attachments to the few material goods that we do possess. What attachments is the Lord calling upon us to give up so that we might follow him with all our hearts? Jesus calls upon the rich man to sell what he has and to give to the poor. Our journey with the Lord necessarily entails dying to ourselves and showing solidarity with those who are most in need. the least of our brothers and sisters and the poor. And following Jesus more closely involves the renouncement of our worldly attachments so that we might serve the Lord, which also involves serving him and our poor neighbors. The call to follow Jesus transcends the mere observance of the commandments and involves finding eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus and by taking up our own crosses and following him as his disciples.